we're really getting into for the third time. This is the third time Jesus has come up as a theme. The whole idea of establishing a relationship with Jesus. He's not really, Kent has often said, we shouldn't confuse Jesus with the Jesus in the Bible or in the New Testament. And although Ken says that he has no doubt that there was a figure that the world calls Jesus who did seem to appear in the world 2,000 years ago, the accounts of Jesus that are recorded in the New Testament are gross distortions and bring in all kinds of theologies that are clearly certainly not related to the message that Jesus is bringing us in his course, and Ken believes is also a distortion of the message that he would have been bringing that was so really ultimately so fearful to so many people 2,000 years ago. And so the ego had to kind of co-opt the story and turn it into a story of specialness. So what we've been looking at so far on the theme of Jesus, the first sub-theme that Ken had identified was reinforcement theory, and we wrapped that up last week. And the really main thing Ken was, I think, he was trying to show us from what Jesus was saying in chapter 4 is that Jesus' approach with us is kind. It's not at all punishing. It's really a correction for the New Testament. And he's a kind, loving, gentle, non-judgmental presence that's always there within our minds. He's a symbol for that love. And there's, as he makes so clear, Christmas is the end of sacrifice is one of the chapter sections later on. His message in the course is not the one of traditional Christianity where we are called to suffer and to sacrifice. So what Ken is illustrating here with talking about Jesus as a reinforcement theorist is that he's using a positive approach that's built on the notion of rewards rather than punishment.